I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Pakistan's not an easy place to be a woman, especially if you're a woman trying to play what's widely considered a man's sport. I'm talking about the game of cricket. And the woman? Well, you're about to meet her in the first of a series of stories we have for you out of Pakistan. It's part of our Across Women's Lives reporting project. More on the series in a few minutes. First, here's The World's Carolyn Beeler. Her story begins in Lahore.
So I'm an American, and the only thing I knew about the game of cricket until about a week ago was that they take a break for tea in the middle of the match. So when the most famous woman in Pakistani sports agreed very nicely to show me how to throw, or bowl actually, a cricket ball, it was a little embarrassing.
All right, here goes. Yeah, nice try. But you did bend the elbow a little bit.
Oh, that's Sana Mir. She's the captain of the Pakistani women's cricket team, and at 30 years old, already a veteran. She hands me back the ball. It's like a small baseball.
You just keep this elbow straight.
Okay.
And bring this hand as straight as possible.
Better.
Yeah.
We're at the Lahore Country Club. Behind us, pitchers are running toward batters and hurling the ball. The batters knock them away with big, flat wooden bats.
When I started off, there were hardly any girls playing cricket, so it was on the streets with my bigger brother where I learned.
Mir's father was in the army, so they moved a lot. And every time they did, she had to prove herself to the neighborhood boys to keep playing the game.
All those tests that I had to give in every city and every team show that I have got cricket in me, and that made my belief stronger that I am better at cricket than many other things.
And in Pakistan, that means something. The sport is huge here. Imagine the popularity of football, baseball, and basketball all rolled into one, and you've got cricket. In 2003, Mir gave up a spot at an engineering university to pursue cricket full-time. She got a push from her father.
He said that we have got a lot of female engineers, we don't have a lot of female cricketers.
Since choosing sports over academics, Mir has helped build up Pakistan's first professional women's cricket team. As captain, she's led the team to wins in big international tournaments and against neighbor and longtime rival India. The team's up-and-coming bowler, Maham Tariq, attributes a lot of their success to Mir's leadership.
I have no words to express. She's amazing. In fact, on the field and off the field, her attitude, she's so always motivated. Playing under her captaincy, I think I can't ask for more.
Mir says she's most proud of how her team's performance has affected the country off the field.
There are two kinds of perceptions we have been able to change. One is that Pakistani women can't play cricket or any sports. This was the perception we changed inside Pakistan.
And elsewhere, she says,
outside Pakistan, a lot of people thought that women are not allowed to do stuff in Pakistan. So that is another perception that we have been very proudly able to change.
Even though it's getting more acceptable for women to play cricket, it's still not exactly easy. There are no dedicated fields for women, and they don't have the same cricket clubs as men. Women's participation in all sports is low here. No Pakistani woman has ever won a medal in the Olympics. So Mir says supportive families who encourage pushing the boundaries of acceptability are key in striving for equality.
These girls are here not because these girls wanted to change something, but their families, their fathers, their brothers, their parents, their mothers wanted to change. So this is something that's really encouraging for me to see.
Yesterday, I drove around Islamabad trying to find girls playing cricket to ask them if Mir was a role model for them, but I couldn't find any. So I surveyed a bunch of college guys getting pumped up for a match. Have you ever heard of Sana Mir?
Sana Mir.
Sana Mir, Pakistani cricket captain.
This is Sameed Akbar.
She's a good player. Her family support her, and she also performed really well in domestic and in streets as well.
But when I asked if any of them had ever played with a girl?
No. I have never played cricket with girls, just boys.
No.
No.
There's still a lot of work to be done for women's cricket. But for now, it's game time.
I have a match and talk to you later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Good luck. Good luck.
Carolyn Beeler there in Islamabad for our Across Women's Lives reporting project. She's on the line with me now. And Carolyn, that's the first of a few stories you've got for us over the next week or so. What else can we expect to hear?
Well, we are launching on Monday a series that we are calling Balance of Power. And for our stories from Pakistan, we're going to be looking at how policy decisions that are made in the U.S. are impacting women all the way over here in Pakistan. And part of the reason why we're doing that is because the U.S. for the past several years has really made it a priority to try to include gender and gender equality and women's issues in all of their planning around defense and security and development. So we're going to be sort of telling the stories of some women who are impacted by that in a lot of different ways.
So give us a preview. What kind of women have you been meeting?
Well, today I did a ride along with a cop, a motorways police officer named Asma Naqvi. And she's a senior patrol officer with the motorways police here and one of two female officers out of 52 in her department. So it's pretty rare. And she sort of told me that she has dreamt of being in law enforcement for a long time, since she was a little girl growing up in northern Pakistan.
In fact, you know, when I was a kid, everybody was playing, the young girls, my cousins and friends, they were playing with the dolls and these things, right? So I never bought any doll. I always bought a pistol or a car or something like this.
So as you can tell, even when she was a little kid, this career was calling to her.
Carolyn, what would you say has surprised you or struck you the most in your reporting from Pakistan so far?
Well, Carol, I think coming from the U.S., what has really struck me is that in this place where it's not especially easy to be a woman and where men and women exist in pretty different spheres, at least in a lot of the country, there are so many very ambitious and confident women who are sort of making it work and doing sort of what they want to do and getting what they want to get out of their careers sort of within this system. And another thing that really surprised me this week was this musician that we met. Sky could fall, fall on me. This is music from Rutaba Yaqub, who actually grew up in Saudi Arabia and moved to Pakistan for the freedom and the freedom to pursue her music. So that was also surprising to me.
Thanks so much, Carolyn. That was the world's Carolyn Beeler in Islamabad. Let's go out with a bit more music from Rutaba Yaqub. Our own theme music is composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Have a great weekend. You're a sky full of stars. Come up to meet you, tell you I'm so.
PRI, Public Radio International.